Why do so many, especially young men, struggle these days? Why is the rate of anxiety, depression, and even suicide among this group so much higher than it was 20 years ago? There may be factors economically. It may be that there is a general sense of not wanting, on the one hand, follow the footsteps of the parents, but on the other hand, maybe feeling that they can never really reach that level of prosperity or success their father or mother have achieved. It may be that there is so much influence in regards to what we're supposed to be and what we're supposed to want, that there's a lot of confusion on how to show up in the world. But one of the things that I see in my clients over and over again is that big question around, what does it mean to be a man? How do I show up as a man and succeed as such? See, the confusion for men often is that on the one hand, there are still these old, archaic ideas. And on the other hand, there are new expectations of men having to be more vulnerable, more open, emotionally available. But the problem is no one actually showed them how to do it. They are told that this is what's expected from them. But they don't have the role models because their parents or their fathers didn't necessarily live this way. And they don't really know how else to really fall into this modern man ideal. And so they are looking for answers. The reason why I want to bring this all up is because I think we have it somehow backwards. You know, we are thinking more about this, again, how we are appearing to others than what is really inside of us. And here's an analogy which may or not resonate with you, but it certainly meant a lot to me. I have a horse, a male horse. His name is Gold. And Gold is a beautiful, huge and majestic creature, just like horses are. But he is especially cool. He has like this really cool walk. You just feel like, wow, okay, he has it going on. Now, underneath, there is also a very sensitive and fragile part of him who gets easily spooked and has certainly in his life been traumatized at times. And when I started to ride Gold and all of a sudden he was throwing people off, I looked for answers. And one of the people that was recommended to me by my blacksmith was a guy who apparently specializes in training and breaking difficult horses. And so I called him up and asked him if he could come. The method that he was using was really, really harsh. I mean, he was literally wrestling with Gold and trying to push him down and, I don't know, just trying to make himself be the dominant one. And he told me, well, you know, Gold needs to be a soldier and he needs to be worked and worked and worked to the point where all he can do is just like have, you know, heavy breathing, tongue hanging out, and basically indicating, I don't want anymore. I don't resist anymore. I don't want to, you know, have any longer any kind of those fearful feelings. So that's what he thought is breaking the horse. And I observed Gold, and I really had the feeling that whatever this hour was about, it even further traumatized this poor guy. He was afterwards even more afraid of, you know, getting his lead line on. And so it was really a shock to him. And so I asked others, other trainers, and especially those that do natural horsemanship to come and help me to get Gold back into his level of confidence. And what they explained to me is that Gold is a horse that just needs to rebuild his confidence in himself. You cannot just push him to be someone that he's not. The reason why I'm telling you this is because I believe if I would have given gold for this, you know, 8 week program of this other guy, I think I would have broken him, but I would have broken his soul. And I see gold, since we have been working with this natural horsemanship, really coming to his own. I mean, he has been building a lot of confidence. He is someone who has trust in himself, and he's still sensitive, and he's still vulnerable, and he's still someone who from time to time spooks, but there is something inside of him that is alive. He has a light in his eyes. And I do believe that this is something that young men are struggling with, because they try to hide who they are. They try to suppress their truths. They hide that nature that they may have felt as a boy, maybe their creativity, maybe their kindness, maybe their just, you know, funniness or being friendly to everyone. All those things they believe they need to hide if they buy into this idea of, in order to be a real man, they have to show up kind of the opposite. And when we become disconnected from ourselves, when we feel that we cannot be ourselves because society will not accept it, we literally go into a place of constant anxiety, because it takes a lot of energy to play that role, to perform, and also depression, because we are suppressing our nature, we are suppressing our essence. And that leads eventually to that place where you just don't really want to continue. At least that's my belief, that a lot of young men are struggling with this. And so what I want to talk about today is that it is not about how to be a man that is really important. What is really, really important is how to be a human. Because in the end, we are humans, and we all have our unique characteristics. We all are who we are, but we can aspire to something. And what we should aspire to is not just to play this role, but we have to aspire to become good human beings. What does it mean to be a good human? And how can we really try to strive for that, rather than striving for being this idea of a man? That's what I want to talk with you about today. To be a real man, you don't need to have the three sixes: 6 feet tall, six-figure income, 6 inches, you know what. All those ideas are just completely ridiculous. And unfortunately, they do make you feel that you can never really meet up to whatever you need to be in order to find happiness or love or success. Because maybe you don't feel like that you can reach any of those sixes. And then you are collapsing, and then you are simply giving up before you ever started. So to be a real man, you actually need to be nothing but just a real good human being. And I do believe that all of us have that availability inside. We can become real good people. And to be a real human being, here are 6 ways to do that. 6 things that I feel define us as real human beings. One is to be kind, even when it's hard. Think about kindness not as a way of being weak, or forgiveness not being, you know, someone who is a pushover, but really try to see kindness as a strength. Because it's so easy to be someone who is unforgiving and just building walls. It's so easy just to decide, well, I'm right and you're wrong, so I'm just gonna ignore you or punish you or teach you lessons. All those things are pretty easy. I mean, this is what bullies doing all the time. But to be kind to someone who did you wrong, or kind to someone who actually may have no relationship to you, but you see their suffering and you understand that you could actually make a difference, you could help. Because in the end, it's the kindness that's gonna also make you feel more fulfilled. Because whenever we are giving something out, whenever we are sharing the best attributes of ourselves, we feel that whatever we did was worthwhile. It's not just about what's in it for me, how can I amass more, how can I win again, how can I, you know, be in a competition and then come up, you know, on top. I mean, that is just something that in the end will always leave you with a stale taste in your mouth. Because no matter how much you win, it will never be good enough for you to truly feel that you are a good human being. The second way to be a good human being is to take responsibility and not just, you know, blame everybody else and not just taking credit, you know, just own what you're doing. Own when you realize that you hurt someone. Own when you realize that you have been hurting yourself. Because so many young men are hurting each other. You know, one of my clients told me that it's totally normal to get into bar fights. Men need this. Men need to somehow let their aggression out. That's a part of those deep instinctual self. And maybe that's true. Maybe, you know, that is one of those things evolution hasn't really gotten rid of. But it doesn't mean that it's right. And it doesn't mean that when you are hurting someone in a fight, even though you think, well, how dare they be in my way or make fun of me or whatever it is, that is not necessarily you taking responsibility for your actions, because maybe you hurt them and maybe you're going to get in trouble for this. And it's certainly not taking responsibility for yourself, because you put yourself into a situation where you can get hurt. So think ahead, you know, take responsibility for whatever you think you are about to do, and realize that, yeah, it's not about short-term wins. It's not about these moments of performance or these moments that make me feel, you know, that I did show up as this, you know, strong guy, but really seeing like, no, wait a second, there are consequences and I need to take responsibility for that. And if you're one of those young men that have been feeling lost, just know that you're not lost. You just have been looking for something outside of you that helps you to find yourself rather than looking inside of you. You know, you may not be that person that you think some of those influencers tell you to be, or maybe movies or series, you know, portray to you. Maybe you're not that guy, and that's absolutely okay, but you may be exactly what you need to be successful or to have a solid career or to find purpose in your life. And that may be outside of what you have been told is okay to be. It may be creativity, it may be a deep caring nature, it may be, you know, emotionally intelligent, all those things that don't really seem to count. Well, maybe these are exactly the gifts that you have to share to the world. So take responsibility for those gifts by looking for them, by harnessing them, and then doing something with them. Number three is to be curious and not judgmental. We are all somehow in the same boat, our earth. So we should just be curious about each other and learn from each other, and maybe also, you know, see what we can do so to support each other. So be open. Be also open about yourself. Don't judge yourself. If you are only 5'5", don't judge yourself for not being 6 feet. If you are feeling like that, you know, when you're watching a movie, you cannot help but, you know, have the tears coming down because maybe a baby got hurt or an animal got killed. Well, beautiful. Be curious where this comes from. Be curious what that means to you. Don't just put yourself or other people in a box, because living in a box is a scary place. Because the longer you live in the box, the more you feel that outside the box, anything may happen. It's dangerous out there. It's unknown out there. And that creates such a small existence. And it cannot really lend to any kind of growth or fulfillment. Also, number four, choose integrity over being popular. You know how often, and I see this now, especially in politics, these followers, the people that said, you know, a few years or months ago, no, we would never do this, and we are standing for that, and all of a sudden they are just followers. And as they are followers, they just want to be in the good graces of the leader. And that is something that I just find is also a selling out of your character, a selling out of your integrity, a selling out of your humanity. Because popularity appears more important than integrity. You know, with integrity, you actually may sometimes be alone. Sometimes you may feel cast out. Sometimes you may feel even scared because you make a stand. But what you make a stand for are your values. What you make a stand for is your humanity, your decency. What you make a stand for that what you believe is right and good, and you are denouncing anything that you feel is not really right, is not in alignment with who you want to be. So that's really something that I find also incredibly powerful, even though there may be a price to be paid, but I rather sleep well at night with a good conscience than running through my mind all the things I did that deep inside really felt wrong and icky and yucky. So think about integrity also as something that makes you look in the mirror and make you feel good about yourself, no matter what your standing is with others. Number five is practice presence. Don't think just about, you know, what's next, what's in it for me, how can I get another joy point, another dopamine hit. Just stay present. And that also means really listen to each other. You know, I think it's one of the most beautiful gifts we can give to each other, to look into each other's eyes and pay attention to what the other person is communicating with words or gestures or facial expressions. I mean, that is what breaks through the isolation. Isn't isolation one of the, you know, I don't know, the epidemics that we are suffering from? This feeling somehow that we are all alone in the world, surrounded by millions of others that also feel all alone in the world. So being present, not in a rush, not always busy, not always, you know, looking at the phone while you're with somebody else, looking basically, you know, away from that what's right in front of you. Just be present. And with being present means also being patient. Being patient is really, really a beautiful gift, because it does not require anyone or anything around you to always rush or hurry up. Being patient is telling yourself it's everything happening at, you know, its own timing. It's unfolding. I don't have to necessarily push. I can just also enjoy the slower pace on what that is unfolding. So it is nice to be present and patient at the same time. And it is a gift, again, of humanity that I believe we need to get back to also create better communities and deeper relationships. And number six is lead with love and not fear or hate. I think that's really important, because if we are leading with fear, we are building those walls around us because we want to protect us. We are in defense mode. You know, I'm afraid of showing who I really am. I'm afraid of, you know, being someone who, you know, portrays their vulnerability. But the vulnerability is really the authentic truth. Vulnerability doesn't mean that, you know, you are weak and someone can now hurt you because you have exposed yourself. Vulnerability just means, like, I let go of these masks and guards, and I just let people in and I let them see what's inside. And that's the most beautiful part of ourselves. So that's the most authentic part of ourselves, the one without mask, the one without pretenses, the one without this idea of having to perform. And then, you know, when you are no longer afraid that people can judge you, or you're no longer afraid that you're not fitting in, or that you are not really getting what you want because you are your authentic self, you're absolutely free. And that's when you can lead with love. Love is something that ultimately is our greatest power. And then you also realize that all this idea of hate, just because people have a different opinion, or just because they are maybe stuck in some old ideas, or just because they may have judged you or criticized you, and then you're responding with that hate and anger back, that ultimately only disconnects you from that, what you really are, which is a good human being, which I said before, we all have access to, we can all aspire to that. I'm not saying that you have to always, you know, try to get along with everyone. It's important to have boundaries. It's important to have discernment. It's important to choose. So is this person really available, or am I just talking to a wall? Or is this person, you know, that I want to connect to actually just trying to fight me to, again, make a point or be right? And it's okay to say, no, this is not really worth my time and energy. I can still love this person because I can see that they are either in pain or in fear or maybe lost or disconnected or just blinded. That's fine. But you don't have to save them. You don't have to be their therapist. You don't have to be, you know, holier than thou. You can also just know I have my limits. And that brings me to the love for yourself. You know, when you believe you have to be something that you're not, when you believe you have to portray all those characteristics that somewhat feel also really exhausting to keep up, and it makes you feel like you're in constant competition with others, and maybe even in competition with yourself, and you're constantly trying to play this game of showing up, look at me, and oh no, don't see this, and you need to hide that. Well, if you are loving yourself, all those things are falling away, because you do see that you are the gift. And if we love ourselves and love what we have already and then nurture it and, you know, attend to it and believe in it, well, I think this is when we really show strength. This is when we really, you know, become those good human beings others are looking up to and feel like, well, this is a person I can be myself with, but also this is a person I can see, you know, is here to make a difference as maybe a supporter or a leader or whatever it is. So lead with love. Look for love as much as possible and realize that this is going to also bring so much more peace inside of yourself. So stay connected to your truth as a human being. Stay kind, open, leading with love, and especially stay true to yourself, your real self. And then everything will fall in its place. If this was something that inspired you, helped you, or gave you some sense of relief or advice, just press the like button, sign up for this feed, and please write any comments or insights that you have gained from this or many other videos that are available on this channel. Thank you for listening.
Hi, Dr. Friedman here. Thank you for tuning into my YouTube channel. If you're interested in learning more about fear and anxiety, here you'll find guided meditations, webinars, and interviews with some of the most renowned experts in the field of empowerment. Delve into the over 230 videos and more to come every week.